Huh? Oh, hi. Sorry. No, I'm fine. Well, I don't know. I feel a little dizzy. It's like, I don't know what happened, but I'm here. I've been throwing up in the bathroom. It's just, I haven't really had anything like this before, so my stomach, I guess. Where did my friends go? Oh. Daddy's gonna be so angry. I can't believe things got this out of hand. I just wanted to have a little fun. Yeah, I'm okay. I need help. I need to get home. Ugh, my stomach feels so gross. Well, my father said I could go to town as long as my friends were with me and we were on our best behavior, but I lied to him. I told him that we were going shopping. But we came to the bar, and I guess we got carried away. I kind of have a piercing in a strange place now. And I don't know how I should get home. I can't find my phone. An Uber? Oh, my, no. Those are filthy. Daddy says if I go into a taxi or an Uber, I'll be kidnapped for sure. There are people who look for me in specific. My father has trouble with the local mafia all the time because there was this one oil line like 20 years ago that... This is private information. Oh gosh, what am I saying? That was a family secret. I'm still a little wonky, I guess. Please tell me you'll forget everything I just said. Thank you. Besides, you don't want trouble with the mafia either. Oh, where are you going? I can't come with you. It's way too dangerous. No. I don't want to call my father. He'll send people to pick me up and they'll tell him all about what trouble I got into. They'll definitely give me a breath test, too. I had a martini. Yeah, just one. It was too sweet and it hurt my throat and it made me feel sick. So I threw up. I don't like it. I'm gonna have a hangover for sure. Yes, I will. Well, what do you know about alcohol? You're just a bartender, I guess. I'm sorry. Just a little surprised by everything. I can't believe my friends just left me here. I thought I could trust them. It's not the first time they've done things like this, I guess. But... still hurts, you know? I don't know what to do. If I go home now... What time is it? Oh, great. He'll be angry I was out so late, too. Why did I leave without a guard? Why did I think it would be fun to go out on her own? Why did I get stuck with such awful friends? No, I didn't make them myself. They're just around a lot. Their parents work for my dad, so... Sorry, you're probably working. Or trying to. How could this be part of your job? Gosh. You're trained in all sorts of things, then. The bartenders at home, they just serve alcohol and stay quiet. This must be an even more dangerous world than I imagined. You have to look out for this sort of thing. But really, I'm fine. I'll figure it out. Somehow. If I look up my address, maybe I can find my way home. Well, no, not by heart. I've never really been out of the neighborhood by myself. I usually just stay home. Oh, everything I need is at home. There really isn't a reason to leave most of the time. My friends are always hanging out there. I have all my favorite foods and all the staff to help me. The only reason I wanted to go out was because my friends said it would be fun. But it isn't fun at all. There's dirt everywhere. All over the ground, and the floor, all over the walls. Yes, there is. Look closer. You see the floor? It's sticky right there. And there's dust on top of that fake plant. Right there, on that flower. My eyes went right to it when I walked in. Everything is cold, too. The temperature isn't right. I'm not that far from home. It's just really different here. I'm freezing. What is this? Why would I want your jacket? It smells like liquor. This whole place smells like liquor. Well, the bar back home never smelled like liquor. This coat is warm. Is it a gift? What does borrow mean? Oh, like alone? No interest at all? There's a catch, isn't there? I'm not that stupid. This is really suspicious. I don't want to get a lawyer just for a contract over a coat. You can keep it. No, wait. I want it back. It really is cold. Huh? Where? Off shift. Why should I trust you? What makes you any safer than a taxi? Well, I guess I don't have a choice, no. But if you try anything dangerous, I'll find a way how to get you back, so you don't want to mess with me. I'm smart, and I'm strong, too. Okay. I'll come with you. It's dark. This place smells weird. Yeah, outside, too. The whole city. It's gross. Is this your car? I don't sit in the front. I'd prefer the back. Well, are you not a chauffeur? You're driving me. Fine, I'll sit in the front. This feels strange. Oh, right. Where do I type the instructions? Into the car's GPS. What do you mean? How do you get anywhere then? You can have my phone, but don't go into the camera roll. Oh, my phone has a GPS too, I guess, yeah. Yeah, that sounds right. It's probably taking us to the right place. Well, it's only fine as long as Daddy doesn't find out. He's strict because he loves me. He wants me to stay safe. I could tell he didn't really want me leaving. But he let me go anyway. It was dangerous, and I understand that now. He must have understood that too. But I was stubborn and I talked him into it. Do you know how hard it is to talk that man into anything? He'll never let me out of his sight again after what happened tonight. But I'm not sure if I ever even want to leave home again. I had an awful time. Oh, yeah, well, it was fun at first. The drink was too sweet, but it was fun being with my friends, and before we went to the bar, we went other places. I guess I just thought it could be nothing. What's that thing? The thing you just grabbed. A stick shift? What does it do? Our cars don't have those, or at least I don't think. I don't really see the driver that often. There's a window between me and the driver. It's for privacy. Then the car is too old. Why haven't you bought a new one yet? Just because it works doesn't mean it's the best model. You should get whatever's best. Oh, don't worry. Cars don't cost that much at all. I'm pretty sure anyone could afford it, even if they don't have a lot. If you set aside a few million from each paycheck, you could buy one in no time. What do you mean you don't have that kind of money? Do you not use dollars? What kind do you have? I'm not trying to be a brat. Nobody's called me that before. I'm usually well behaved. I don't mean to be rude. What should I pay you for driving me home? Well, you mentioned it was part of your job to look out for people who aren't acting right. Oh, I see. I guess this is more than what you normally do for people, huh? Well, I think it's sort of charming. It's strange, isn't it? I don't know why, but I don't mind it that much. I sort of almost like it. Well, the quality of what you're wearing is poor. Your car is old, and the place you work at has dust. But it's not all that bad. Well, not as bad as I expected. My father said that there are people in the city who don't want to work, and they steal instead. My father's never stolen anything. You sure seem to act like you know a lot, but you definitely don't. My father's sweet, he cares about me. Of course he cares about other people too. He reports his income correctly. He doesn't break rules with wage or working time. He's really never broken any laws at all, except, well, never mind. The one I mentioned earlier doesn't count. He's a good person. Why are you looking at me like that? Oh, Daddy gives me plenty of attention. He sends all sorts of people to check on me. Well, of course he can't do that himself. He's busy. Running his business? He's a hard worker. Too busy for... Well, I'm sure if I asked for his time, he'd... Well, he would probably make time at some point. You're only making time for me because you just got off work. Don't act so high and mighty. You're using word tricks. If a stranger like you can be kind enough to give me a ride home, the city probably isn't that bad. And one day, I'll be a businesswoman. So, I'm brave with things like this. I could go back at any time. Of course I could. Oh, here. This is my neighborhood. The address was right. I hope my father isn't too angry. No, don't let him see you. He'd be even angrier if he saw me with... Well... Anyway, thank you for the ride. Oh, I'm Brooklyn. I'm sorry, it was rude of me not to introduce myself. What's your name? I have a question. If I ever wanted to go back to that bar, what days do you work? Well, I'm curious, that's all. People you can trust are rare, and you brought me home safe and sound. Then this coming Friday at 8 p.m., come pick me up, but don't let my father see you. I want to try more drinks on the menu. Something less sweet this time.